$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into the latest developments shaping the future of agriculture. We'll explore AI-driven crop management platforms and autonomous farming technologies, examine significant funding rounds for climate-smart agriculture and biologicals, and look at strategic rebrands and regulatory approvals in plant science. We'll also cover controlled environment agriculture expansions and venture studio launches, plus regenerative farming partnerships and methane mitigation innovations. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. So far for in our latest AgTech dashboard, the crop protection industry is experiencing a major transformation in 2025, driven by three key trends: a shift toward biological and nature-based solutions, like seaweed extracts, beneficial microbes, and natural pest controls, that are gaining mainstream regulatory approval and moving beyond niche markets; significant capital investment and consolidation as major companies acquire innovative startups and form strategic partnerships, signaling that biologicals have become serious business; and the integration of digital tools and AI platforms that use data to predict diseases, optimize fertilizer use, and help farmers make better decisions. Together, these developments show that crop protection is evolving from simple chemical sprays into a sophisticated, biology-focused, technology-driven ecosystem that balances effectiveness, sustainability, and profitability. Farmers are harvesting more than crops these days. They're reaping data-driven insights as ag tech platforms revolutionize agriculture in 2025. BASF Digital Farming has launched Zarvio Field Manager for Grapes for growers in France, Spain, and Turkey, starting in 2025-26, with the platform covering over 100 grape varieties and providing data-driven recommendations for pest, disease, fertilization, and irrigation management. Moving forward, AgroStar has secured $30 million from Just Climate and existing investors to scale its AI-driven agritech platform, serving more than 10 million farmers and reporting yield gains and reduced cultivation costs for a majority of users. Additionally, XAG has launched the P150 Max drone with an 80-kilogram payload and modular systems for spraying, spreading, mapping, and logistics, equipped with the Super X5 control system, targeting improved efficiency and labor saving in large-scale agricultural operations. Furthermore, New Holland has announced updates for its 2026 Broad 9.80N harvester, including a redesigned axle, upgraded cab, and new precision tools, with enhancements to TE6 straddle tractors, including automated headland sequences for improved field operation efficiency. Transitioning to regional developments, Saudi Arabia is accelerating ag tech investment through government food security programs, $114 million in Dutch technology partnerships, and new indoor farming projects. Though challenges remain in energy costs, regulation, and skilled labor as the country continues to lead the GCC's $0.39 billion indoor farming market. Looking at plant science, PI Industries has rebranded Plant Healthcare PLC as PI Ag Sciences following its August 2024 acquisition, consolidating its agricultural operations with a focus on biologicals and sustainable crop solutions across more than 40 countries. The new division is headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri, and integrates significant research and development capabilities to support continued investment in biological technologies and global market expansion. Similarly, Roquette has rebranded its plant care division as Agriscience, expanding its portfolio of plant-based and bio-based inputs for fertilizer, biostimulation, biocontrol, and seed treatment. The range includes branded products such as Methocel and Scogan, supported by a new customer technical services application lab in Geneva, Illinois. Moreover, Cascadia Seaweed has raised $4 million Canadian dollars in Series A funding and received CFIA approval for its liquid kelp extract, Kelpivex, now available to Canadian farmers. Early trials show improved nutrient use efficiency and crop performance, aligning with Canada's 2025 climate and fertilizer emission goals, and building on the company's recent work with U.S. growers. On the other side, CEA's Centuria Capital Group has acquired a 43-hectare hydroponic glasshouse in Two Wells, South Australia, for $168 million through the Centuria Agriculture Fund, expanding its platform to $820 million. The asset, operated by Perfection Fresh, adds over 160 hectares of protected cropping and is secured under a 17.4-year triple net lease, bringing the fund's portfolio to six fully occupied properties valued at $629 million. On the innovation front, the HIC Venture Studio has launched as the world's first venture studio dedicated to horticulture, focusing on six transition themes, including energy, resilient cultivation, circular systems, automation, and autonomous growing. Supported by Catalyze for grant writing and strategic consulting, the studio aims to accelerate startup development within an ecosystem of academic and research partners in greenhouse horticulture. In other news, My Easy Farm has formed a strategic partnership with the La Tricherie Agricultural Cooperative to manage greenhouse gas emissions across nearly 280 farms in the Vienne region. La Tricherie, recognized for its CSR leadership, ISO 26000, selected My Easy Farm's My Easy Carbon technology to support rigorous Scope 3 reporting aligned with SBTi net zero standards. Simultaneously, NOAA's secured 1.9 million euros in new funding at a 6.5 million euros pre-money valuation. The round was led by PSV Tech, with participation from industry angels including Crayon Nielsen, Bob Stein, and existing shareholders. NOAA's transforms service stations, supermarkets, and travel hubs into digital, multi-brand food destinations. In addition, Ruminant Biotech closed a $9.5 million Series A round, co-led by Rosrain Investments and Cultivate Ventures, with participation from Marex and follow-on funding from Agri Zero NZ. The company is developing a long-duration methane mitigation solution tailored to pasture-based cattle systems. Initial regulatory approval is expected in New Zealand in early 2026, with Australia and New Zealand targeted for first commercial launch. Continuing with international development, the African Development Fund approved a $14.64 million grant to support Project 2 of the Program to Strengthen Resilience to Food and Nutrition Insecurity in the Sahel. Funding is provided through the Climate Action Window, the climate-focused mechanism of the African Development Bank Group. The project will scale climate-smart villages, improve climate information systems, and expand access to resilient, high-yielding seed varieties. Finally, Indigo Ag, Kellanova, and Walmart have formed a new partnership to support regenerative rice farming across Arkansas. The initiative builds on a four-year collaboration between Walmart and Indigo Ag, which has delivered major environmental and financial benefits to farmers. Participating growers receive financial premiums for rice produced using regenerative methods. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for World AgriTech Innovation Summit Dubai from December 8th to 9th, 2025 in Dubai. Following that, Agri Expo International Exhibition and Conference for Agriculture Supplies will take place in 2026, specific dates to be announced. Then we have Indoor AgCon from February 11th to 12th, 2026 in Las Vegas, USA. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology, from AI-driven crop management and autonomous drones to strategic rebrands in plant science and venture studio launches in horticulture. It's clear that the ag tech sector is making strides in sustainability and innovation. With significant funding rounds totaling over $44 million and impactful partnerships across regenerative farming and emissions management, the future of agriculture is shaping up to be smarter and more sustainable than ever before. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.